Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Dan Skippy, and we're back with old mate Chris Fowley.
Good afternoon.
You're looking relaxed, mate.
Thank you.
I must say, you haven't tanned up very much.
Oh,
stay out of the
come
sun.
Come on, I did a little bit. I try not to get burnt, you know. There's cancer there, man.
Hey, Rick did a fantastic job, Rick Rice.
Nice. And I knew he would.
Jesus, he has some knowledge. And everybody, keep an eye out for his third edition of Drug Lord, is it?
It's the second.
Second.
The second.
But he's deep in it and he needs your help, so go and... I've forgotten the page, but just check out
Patreon. Druglord.com or Patreon.com.
Mint. Because he's setting out to go and have a chat with world leaders in the weed world, I guess.
Yeah, he's already done a lot of that. And that's the idea, is a whole bunch of people, just give him a few bucks a month and he can just like keep doing it.
Yeah,
putting out these awesome episodes.
Because a lot of it is in Spanish and he doesn't speak Spanish, so he needs a Spanish-speaking editor to piece it together, which is quite a lot of work, especially if you've got hours and hours of documentary footage.
Mm.
So it's there's a bit of investment on that end that he still needs a bit of help with.
Yeah. But it's doable. It's happening.
Totally.
It's coming along.
He's done the first one. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, now, by all accounts, Tahiti, a little bit more lenient on the weed than Rarotonga.
Certainly more prevalent. Yeah. I think it's a cultural thing over there. It's a bit of a finger to the French, you know.
How many people on Tahiti?
Well, Tahiti's the one island. Then you have like a couple of thousand other islands all around it.
Wow.
It's like a million square kilometres. And the French, because it's still like a colony, they actually pump a whole lot of money into it. So it's really developed and stuff.
Huh,
it has their laws, which are kind of tough around weed, but they do allow hemp and hemp foods and that. And I saw all that, vaping, all that kind of thing. But for the locals, certainly, it's a bit of a rebellious thing almost, or just a bit of a, I'm not going to take your stupid rules. So they kind of take pride in breaking them. And it's certainly very relaxed and it's very easy to just ask absolutely anyone, hey, you know where I can get some herbs? And they're like, yeah, that guy. And it's all very, very relaxed.
Rad.
Yeah.
Good times.
I recommend it. Thoroughly recommend it.
Nice outdoor weed over there.
Yeah. There's a bit of indoor as well in Papeete on Tahiti. They have like four hydro shops there. You know, in a city that's a couple of hundred thousand people, so they've certainly got the representation of the grow stores.
Hey, just on the outdoor-indoor thing, we don't think we've touched on this. If you were to, like, I know it's kind of hard because there's different strands, but if you were to describe the vibe to someone just getting into marijuana, just dipping their toe in the water, how would you say outdoor weed compares to indoor weed? Is that something you can actually...
You've got the genetics is a bigger variability and the grower themselves and what they're doing to it. And then probably whether it's indoor or outdoor is almost not as much of a variability. But when it's indoor, it's cleaner and it's kind of prettier looking because it doesn't get the weather.
Right.
But when it's outdoor, it's all like natural. And sativas tend to grow better outdoor because they're taller and that. And so you tend to have with a sativa a more uplifting kind of effect. It's higher in THC and it has less CBD in it.
Right.
And the indicas, which tend to be better indoor because they're short and squat and they grow better under lights for that reason, they tend to have a higher CBD ratio in there. And that kind of makes it a
bit more heady,
sedative or narcotic kind of effect.
Right.
It's better for pain relief too.
Okay.
But it might be your end of the day smoke rather than your daytime smoke.
Yeah, hard to maintain on the heavy stuff.
Do
people ever grow sativa inside?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But pure sativas, and in reality, everything's kind of like a hybrid and all mixed up. But if you get a pure sativa, like say, Super Silver Haze is a relatively pure one, which won like three cannabis cups, and that's a very awesome one. But hardly anyone grows it because it takes about 14, 15 weeks to finish off, whereas a lot of stuff will be 8 or 9 weeks.
Right.
It's a ridiculous, and sometimes you can't even finish. People growing at 16, 18, 20 weeks, and it's still not ready. So it's a tricky one to get to actually finish because it is such a pure sativa.
It
can go really lanky and get kind of out of control in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a tricky one. It's something that only, you know, kind of experts or the curious types will give a go.
Okay. Hey, now, heading on to the what's happening recently with weed in New Zealand, what's on your radar, Chris?
Because I know we got the big march on the weekend.
Right on.
That's the Saturday.
Oh, it's a march this time.
It's a march.
Oh, I went to the last one. It's a great time. Get
it
along.
Is.
And,
it's empowering.
Have a stroll down Queen Street, and stand aside your fellow man and what you believe in.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not like you're walking down the road and people are throwing rotten fruit and stuff at you. It's not that kind of.
No.
It's
no, like the horns were beeping right off when I was going down the road. Everyone's into it.
Everyone's into it.
All the people on the fence that are just on Queen Street by chance in their cars. It's nothing but thumbs up. What I saw, nobody was given any grief. So.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's super cool. There's been a good poll come out lately, just while I was away, and that's a repeat of the one that the Drug Foundation did last year, which is what we were saying to do, is you just ask the same questions each year and then you can track the changes, you know. So they've done that again, and they've repeated last year's poll.
What were the questions?
Same people and same age group kind of.
Yeah. Same methodology. They use Curia, which is the National Party pollsters, so then the government can't really attack the result and go, oh, you've used UMR, which is allied with Labour or something, which is what they said about the poll that we did with Helen Kelly. So this was with Curia, so they can't really attack the methodology.
What do you know?
They actually
what
asked a bunch of questions. So it was like, should it be legal for your own use? Should people be able to grow it? Should you be able to share it with people? Should you be able to sell it to people? Should you be able to go to a shop and buy it? And should it be legal for medical? So I asked a bunch of different questions.
Relatively yes-no questions?
Pretty much. And the worst result on, you know, was like 60% of National Party people want it legalised or decriminalised. You know, and that was the most conservative.
National Party, the party that doesn't want to do anything about
Of people who are going to vote National, 60% wanted it decriminalised or legalised. So, and that's the most conservative out of all the parties.
That's quite funny, isn't it? Their own party.
So the survey is of the politicians or the...
No, the general public. And then it was like, who are you going to vote for and how do you feel about cannabis laws?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because a great little thing that's popped up is... someone's broken down here on, I think I'm on News Hub right now. Who is for and who is against legalizing marijuana? Now, should New Zealand fully legalize cannabis? On the yes, we've got Top and Greens Party, maybe Labour, New Zealand First, Māori Party, and no is National and ACT. So there you go.
I don't know why they've put ACT there, because David Seymour said he would legalise cannabis tomorrow.
Well, that's interesting, because it says, should medical marijuana be legalised? And ACT says yes, Greens say yes, Labour say yes, Māori Party say yes, Top say yes, but maybe is New Zealand First and National, but it's unclear how they will vote on a bill currently before the House. So.
No one says no. That's the interesting one about that.
Exactly.
I thought this was really cool. This is on News Hub, and it's a really cool little guide to see what everyone's thinking about it.
Everybody's seen these stories of people straight hurting and already dealing with horrific disease of some sort or whatever their problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you say no to that? You know what I mean? It's like,
exactly. Yeah. So, and speaking of which, one of the victories that we have had is that CBD will be semi-legal from next week. Next Thursday, cannabidiol, right? So this is the other main cannabinoid.
What does semi-legal mean?
Semi-legal, haha. So it stays a controlled drug, right? But they get to tell all the public, oh, it's allowed now, and it makes everyone think, oh, yeah, look, the government's doing things. See, like National's even in the maybe on that thing, right? Oh, they're doing things, right? And it will make it easier for your doctor. You'll go to your doctor and say, hey, I need some CBD for whatever condition it is. Your doctor now no longer has to ask Peter Dunne or the Ministry of Health for special permission and go on this register of dodgy doctors who they're going to pay close attention to and all that kind of thing, right? They can now just prescribe the CBD. There are no products for them here to prescribe, so that's a difficulty right there.
How do you know you're getting a good product?
The doctor will name it, so you'll have to go to your doctor with a bit of research and say, I want this one, right? And if you want your doctor to be into it, you really need to look for a CBD product that is made to what they call a GMP standard, because most doctors aren't interested in prescribing things that aren't. That just means it's like a pharmaceutical grade. So you find one on the net that is GMP standard, your doctor, order this shit in for me, and your doctor has to order it. You as the patient cannot, is not going to change, right? And they've even put in a block that you will not be able to go overseas and bring in your own. You will not be able to order online and just show your prescription. Your doctor has to get it in, but they don't have to go through all this reporting and special requirements. They can just prescribe it, and they just order it, and they bring it, have it delivered to their place or to your local pharmacy,
and then you pick
it
up from there.
It will not be subsidized.
Is it expensive?
It can be. Now, when it's made out of hemp, it's really, really cheap. When you go the pharma route, which is really where they're pushing it, Epidiolex, I think I'm pronouncing that right, that's the one that's made by Sativex. Now, we all know people have said how expensive Sativex is, unaffordable for most people. Epidiolex, their product that is CBD only, is twice as expensive as Sativex.
Right.
So we certainly don't want that one.
You know?
But there are other products out there that are also GMP, just as good. It's just the government isn't aware of them, you know, and you've got to find those and just show your doctor and get them to order them. So that all changes from next Thursday.
So I guess instantly what's coming into my mind is, how long does it take to become a doctor? Like, what might be easier is, like, any BFM doctors listening at the moment, can you just get in touch and then we just figure something out with my back pain, etc.? John's grinning.
Yeah, well, you know, there's Dr. Graham Gulbrandson.
There to be mucked with. That's all I'm saying.
Dr. Graham Gulbrandson, who'll be speaking at the march on the weekend, is obviously very open-minded on the topic and would obviously welcome new patients. So there's a hint for you.
Mint.
Cool.
Kingsland Medical Centre, hint.
They're good people.
He's a great guy.
Cool. Yep. That's great. Oh, good to know. What else? Anything on your tongue, John? John tried some weed on the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
He told me all about it. Changed his whole perspective on shit.
I looked at it.
He bought a hoodie. Look at him. Oh, it's good to have you back, mate.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I missed you guys.
Everybody get on down to the march. Is it this Saturday?
This Saturday, high noon.
High noon is high the noon. Assembly area.
Opposite ATS Square, just on Queen Street there.
Fantastic.
And the little bit of greenery there. And then high noon, but we'll be marching about 2 o'clock. So turn up at high noon to hear all the speakers.
And they've got plenty of, billboards and stuff floating around. You can grab one. I managed to wrangle one last time, so.
Nice. Bring it along again.
True.
Take it down off the wall.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.